This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Saturday, March 21st, 2020. I'm Caleb Brown. Guess what, parents? You homeschool now. So how do you get started? Kerry McDonald is author of the new book, Unschooled, Raising Curious, Well-Educated Children Outside the Conventional Classroom. She's also a Cato adjunct scholar. We spoke this week.
Well, I think the first thing is to acknowledge that most of us are probably very stressed out at this current situation. I mean, we really are living in this unprecedented moment. And I think that's the first step, is just to acknowledge this whirlwind of events that has taken place and that has completely disrupted our normal everyday routines and way of life. And I think if we do that and take a step back and allow us to process this huge shift in norms and in society, that will help us to get back to regrouping in our homes and with our family. And so, you know, my primary piece of advice to families who find themselves suddenly in the position of learning at home and working at home alongside their children is to avoid jumping right into trying to replicate school at home and pretend as if nothing's really changed except the location, when so much has changed both for parents and for children, and everyone is feeling that stress. So that would be the first advice, is take some time to really reflect and process. And then along those same lines, as more of a routine begins to emerge in our days, is again for parents to avoid the tendency of feeling like they have to be the teacher and the curriculum enforcer, because I think that that could create some real antagonistic interrelationships between parents and children that are unnecessary in a time that's already, again, quite challenging for all of us. So that if you're in this position of sort of top down, this is what you're going to learn today, this is what you're going to do, it can make a tough situation that much harder, cause parents to burn out, cause frustrations to rise. And so to the extent that you can really allow your children to learn on their own, to prioritize play and unstructured time, virtual play dates and group hangouts with their friends, and avoid that tendency of saying, no, now we have to, you know, really be rigid about tackling our academic work, I think it will make this process much more reasonable and tolerable and hopefully rewarding for more families.
Yeah, I was about to say, and you got to it before I was going to ask about it, and that is, there may be a tendency for a lot of parents to feel like they need to mimic the dynamic that exists within classrooms. But that dynamic exists for a reason, right?
Right. And I think, you know, what we're finding schools and districts throughout the country doing, and now The Economist just reported that a billion, with a B, students around the world are now out of school. So this is something we're all contending with. But many school districts and individual schools are sending home worksheets or curriculum or assignments. Assignments are being put onto the web, or teachers are teaching through Google Hangouts or Zoom, other web-based software. And so that is happening. And I think that what parents should realize, and they may actually be surprised to discover in some cases, is that their children can actually get through the coursework much more quickly at home than they may be able to do in a standard classroom, just because a lot of those distractions are minimized, which leaves a lot of this unstructured time for play and exploration and discovery. And I think one of the great stories that's come out of this that maybe listeners have already seen is the story of Isaac Newton, who back in the 17th century during the bubonic plague in London, fled London to self-isolate. And it was during his time of self-isolation that he discovered differential and integral calculus, that he discovered gravity, and made, again, some of the most incredible scientific discoveries of his career, and certainly that were most beneficial to us. And so to think about this time being away from our normal routines for both us as parents, but also for our children, can be incredibly prolific in other ways, in terms of discovering talents or exploring passions and revealing gifts.
If a parent is sitting down today for the first time with a child and saying, hey, let's learn something new, let's engage your mind a little bit, what's the quickest way to that?
Well, I think there are a couple of things. For one, again, I think a lot of us are tuned into the news. And so as part of this adjustment period for all of us, it could be, reading news articles or watching the news together and discussing what is happening and helping to kind of all of us process this whole period. So that could be one way. I think another thing is to think about all of the different online learning resources that now are available at our fingertips. So it could be something as simple as exploring all of the new videos that are popping up, educational videos about viruses and epidemics, or looking at the history of epidemics, again, in context of what we're experiencing now. And that can open up the door to many other online learning resources. Many organizations have been providing their programming for free online. So there already were an abundant resources for online learning, things like Khan Academy and TED-Ed, Coursera. But we're also finding that even programming that used to cost are now becoming free for families. And I think we'll see that continue. So for example, you're finding many museums putting virtual tours on their websites. You're seeing many, for example, the Metropolitan Opera is streaming their performances live. So I think that is also another way of engaging in learning with your children. And this sort of gets to this larger point about, you know, maybe your kids are not going to be learning in the same way they were, tied to a curriculum and a routine that would happen in standard schooling. But think about how much more they will be learning over this period that is really going to have a profound impact on their childhood and on their future. I mean, they'll be looking back and telling their grandchildren about how they lived through this great pandemic of 2020. And so I think it's acknowledging just the amount of learning and discovery and experience that will happen over these coming weeks.
Both you and Neil McCluskey have blog posts up at cato.org, sort of going through some of the online resources that are available to parents. For as a broader issue, though, related to kids who have been in school, and as you said, it's staggering to think that there's a billion children who otherwise would be in school who are now not. Within the United States, do you see potentially some big shifts with respect to the attitudes of parents toward homeschooling or public schooling or education in general?
Well, first, I think it's important to acknowledge that what we're experiencing now is far from typical homeschooling. Most homeschoolers will tell you, for example, that they spend more time outside of their homes than inside of it. And of course, all of that has changed as well, this sort of immersion into the people, places, and things of one's community that homeschoolers are so well known for is certainly not happening at this point. So I think I'd warn people that this is not typical homeschooling. You know, don't be turned off if this is what you're experiencing. But on a related note, I do think that there could be families who maybe have been intrigued by the idea of homeschooling or some other kind of alternative to school, and that see this as a moment for experimentation. Maybe they'll find that their children are actually much calmer, that the experience is much more enjoyable, that they're rediscovering some of their curiosities, that they're enjoying reading books again because they're books that are interesting to them, not that they've been assigned necessarily. So parents may find that there are some great discoveries to be made during this time of learning at home, and they may want to continue that, and they'll see that there are these incredible online learning resources that can help them through that process so that it's not the parents who are the ones sitting around a kitchen table and teaching their children, but that parents are really the ones facilitating their children's learning, hopefully tied to that child's interests and needs and passions, and then connecting children to the various resources of the community, which right now are digital resources, but in a typical homeschooling experience would also include those real experiences of one's community, the library and the community classes and the group involvement that would take place in an ordinary homeschooling situation. I think the other thing to keep in mind too is that while there are these abundant digital resources that all of us, parents and kids alike, are relying on to get through this ordeal, it's also important to remember that there's a tremendous value in analog resources as well, in sort of the offline experiences that we'll have. So this opportunity to really gather together again as a family and connect with children in ways that might have been difficult before when we were all focused on our own activities and always on the go. So things like lingering over breakfast or taking a walk outside together or reading a book together as a family, or maybe even finding some time to reflect as a family, writing in a journal or drawing or taking pictures of what you're experiencing at this moment, can be ways of recording, again, what is an unprecedented experience for all of us, and in particular, something that our children will take with them for decades to come.
Kerry McDonald is author of Unschooled, Raising Curious, Well-Educated Children Outside the Conventional Classroom. Subscribe to the Cato Daily Podcast wherever you please, and follow us on Twitter at Cato Podcast.